Under the plan, the University of Louisville Hospital, Jewish Hospital, along with St. Mary's Healthcare and St. Joseph Healthcare would merge. Most of the questions asked by lawmakers centered on the availability of reproductive health care. Since Roman Catholics oppose procedures like tubal ligations, they would no longer be offered at these medical facilities. Instead, hospital officials say such treatments would be offered at facilities not involved in the merger. Louisville Representative Mary Lou Marzian wanted specifics.
They're going to go to another facility, you know, outside facility. Well, where is this outside facility? I mean, how is that going to happen?
When it's not an emergency, officials said a woman could receive such reproductive health care at another hospital. But when care is urgently needed, the chair of obstetrics gynecology at University of Louisville Hospital, Sharmila Makaja, says no patient will be turned away.
If there's ever an emergency, doesn't matter what hospital she shows up at, she should be taken care of based on standard of care practice. If she shows up at U of L, she will be taken care of under our standard of care best clinical practices.
The proposed merger will take at least 6 months to complete. It's not a done deal, but as one hospital executive said during the legislative meeting, there are signed documents with the intent to merge. Reporting for WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson.